In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the second and third Mishnah from the fifth Perek Masechta Mikvah. The Mishnah begins. Heviru al gabei kelim. So here, once again, we're discussing a spring. So the water of the spring happened to run over kelim. Now, it's important. It's referring to the backs of the kelim, now the vessel. So it's not going inside it. It's running over the back of it. Or al gabei safsal, runs over a bench. Rabbi Yehuda says the fact that the water ran over that, over these, if you like, kelim, we say it's harehu kamoshaya. That it doesn't affect the spring water. The water is still defined as spring water. However, Rabbi Yossi says Hareo Kumikva, in the fact that it's gone over the back of vessels or over this bench, it is no longer considered like Mei Mayan. It's not no longer considered like spring water, and the water itself would then share the same restrictions or limitations of mikvah water. So again, it'd have to be in a It'd have to collect in a pool, meaning it cannot purify while it's still flowing. It would have to have at least 4 arbeim se'ah, and it would also be ineffective for a zav matzora or for mechatat, like we explained yesterday. The Mishnah then adds, however, ubilvad shelo yatbil al gabei safsal. And it's important that one doesn't immerse the object that we should purify on top of the bench, meaning and clearly on top of the back of where these kelim are. That the reason for that is it's a decree just in case they'll start immersing objects in new purification within vessels themselves. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Mayan shel mashuch kenadal. So we have a spring water that seems to be flowing and spreading and branching out. Then Mishnah says, if riba alav vihim shicho. So the Baal Tanur brings two explanations, and we're going to. I'll explain the Mishnah twice for that. There's an extra explanation Kati brings at the end, but they're quite very different from one another. We have time, so let's do it today. So Mishnah says, if Iribalav, he seems to, the individual added more drawn water to it, Vim Shicho, and that made it such that the branches of the Mayan increased and widened, then we say, Harikamoshaya, then it doesn't actually affect the fact that this water is considered spring water. However, if the Mayan is standing, I mean it's not flowing, the spring water, how the water is collected, if you like, in the spring, it says, Veri Iba'alav. And what he did is he added drawn water to it, Vehim Shicho. He added sufficient drawn water in order to make it now flow. Then we say, Shavel Mikveh Leteher Be'eshboren, that it's like a mikveh now. It's similar to a mikveh in the sense it can only purify if it was standing. Ula Mayan, it's like a spring that it doesn't require 40 se'ah to purify. And that's like that interesting case we learned in the different types of collections of water in the first perek of a mayan she'me'mav mu'atim v'rabu alav ma'im sh'uvim, which is a spring water that one has increased and added a majority, if you like, of drawn water that shares attributes of a mikvah and also certain laws of a mayan as well. So that's one way of explaining the Mishnah. We're talking about adding water. The difficulty with that explanation is that as soon as you rabu alav ma'im sh'uvim, then it should be like this in-between case. So what difference does that make if initially the mikveh was standing still, or it was already flowing somewhat, like you said, like a nadal, like this centipede, if you like, this that has lots of little branches. If you're adding too much water, it should no longer be considered like a mikveh. So therefore, we have a second explanation that Baal Tanur brings, and it means quite differently. So we're not adding any water. What we're doing is, I'll read it inside here, the Baal Tanur says, Riba alav yimshichu mishehirchiv habreichot shayu moshchot mayim min hamayan hahu vigdilan. Meaning what happened is you've increased the pools of water, you've widened them, in which the spring water flowed. And then what the Mishnah is saying, in those locations, despite the fact the water is no longer necessarily flowing, it's still defined as spring water. However, if the spring from the outset was standing water, meaning the spring itself wasn't flowing, and then you structurally change it somewhat, you start widening it and the like, such that water will then flow, then according to this is the opinion of the Rush, actually, that then it has this in-between status of it shares some attributes as a mikveh and some attributes as a spring. Those are the Mishnah today.